This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Beverly in Manhattan. Beverly writes, I co-parent a 17-year-old daughter with my ex-husband, and I punished her for breaking curfew, and her daddy bought her a car so she wouldn't be late getting home anymore.
What?
I can't win. How do I get him to work with me and not against me?
Well, see, you're co-parenting. So you're running up into that situation that I used to run up into all the time.
What?
It's the one parent wants to be the Disney parent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you do something, yeah, punishment, they come over here and it's Disney all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm the better parent. Like me more. You know,
right,
that type
good
of thing.
Good cop,
right,
bad
there.
Cop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's just it's a horrible situation to be in. I have no advice for you. None.
What?
None. None.
Can't win.
You have something for the daddy?
I mean, the daddy, he got to, look, man, you can't reward bad behavior.
Right.
That's just not good parenting. People do it all, I don't know, man. People are different. You know, like nowadays, you know, spanking your child, she's 17, but I'm just spanking your child is outlawed in a lot of places. Yeah. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. Ass whooping has been happening in my house since they was born.
Hello.
Yeah.
That's how we were raised, for sure.
And now they old enough where it don't have to happen no more. But it was in my house. And call who you want to call.
Yeah.
You go ask him how many times I whooped his ass, he'll tell you. Winton will tell you. Broderick will tell you, and Jason will tell you. Mm. My daddy beat my ass every time he promised us one. You can go in there and talk to him about it.
And they're such great kids.
Yep. Dog, them good dudes right there.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
Why? Cause of ass whoopings.
Amen.
Moving on
now,
to
I
Malika.
I never spanked none of the daughters, but them boys, I laid hands on them.
Malika in Tuskegee writes, my man leads the praise dance ministry at our church, and my parents came to town and visited our church. You're going to love this one, Steve. I didn't expect my dad to burst out laughing during the performance.
My man.
Because you know how you don't like praise dance.
Yeah.
How do I get my dad to apologize, and how could he be so rude?
Hey, your daddy ain't apologizing, and your daddy ain't got to apologize. I have said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I don't know why we have praise dance team. These is all people. Look at it. They always overweight. They overweight, and they ain't make the gymnastic squads. They didn't make the cheerleading team. Now, here they come.
You are
them terrible. Them little half-inch jumps off the ground and spinning, got them big robes on and all this here. Hey, man, where the choir at?
The Bible says, praise the Lord in the dance. It does say that.
Your daddy came for the choir. Now, your husband is set out there and put that robe on and start waving his hands in the air, holding his fingertips straight. Your daddy was hollering. I'd have been with your daddy. I'd have been next to your daddy. Me and your daddy would have been at a Richard Pryor concert.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about leaning on each other.
No. But how do you burst out laughing in church during the performance.
You done done that before.
You know how many times I
You ain't never laughed at church.
You ain't never, no, I'm just saying church? During the performance. How did he, you know, yeah, of course I've laughed at church.
I laughed at Brother Rickerson walking around to put his money in and fell right in. He failed when he dropped his money in the tray. He just dropped. Boy, let me tell you something. I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know if he had had a heart attack or nothing, but the fact that he disappeared in front of that pew, just dropped off, but he tried to catch himself and turned the money tray over. Lord, man, I was...
All right.
Lord, I was hollering.
Moving on.
We all got our butt whooped for that before.
About that time, Reggie was walking up the steps with his cry robe on, and Paul Walker stepped on the back of it and tore a hole in it. Oh, man, come on.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lachey in Kenosha says, I've been married twice and my 7-year-old son asked me not to get married again, and he doesn't want my boyfriend to sleep over at the house. Do I explain to my son that mommy's life has to go on, or do I keep my man away for now?
Yeah, your baby tired of your ass.
Seven years old.
He tired of you. What is all these people keep coming up in here? Was you paying attention? All this rolling in, this revolving door, ain't nobody staying. Well, you don't need to do this no more. Mama. You don't need to get mad no more. Yeah. And stop letting this man stay over here before he leave like the other three.
Oh, two.
Mama, who is these people?
Yeah. Who is my daddy?
I can't even,
who I call daddy?
I can't remember none of these people. Damn, mama.
He's seven.
Act like you the mama. You're supposed to be raising me. Why is I'm raising you?
Get your fast ass down.
You don't see this? I'm out here playing basketball. Every time I look up, I got a new man hollering for me.
You don't know what to do.
And the last one forgot my name, called me Charles.
All right, last one, Steve. Chauncey in Newman says, I live in a small town and I met a woman that has requirements to date her. I'm trying to meet all of them, so I give her money even when I'm short. I dipped into my savings so I don't disappoint her. How do I tell her that I don't have it like that?
Wait a minute, hold up, though. So to date her, you had to pay? Let me ask you, where did you meet her at? Let me ask you a couple questions. Okay, but let me ask you a couple questions, though. Was she standing somewhere for you?
Okay. All right. Really made your point.
No, I'm just, hold on, man. Just let me ask you a couple questions.
Was the leg out?
Was she at the end of the bar by herself drinking? I'm just trying to work through how you met this wall and the requirements you had to pay.
Hello,
let me
big
ask
boy.
You something.
Shut up, Tommy.
Have you ever, does she have a website?
He should just tell her, be honest with her, that he doesn't
Surely. This is your answer. I got this right here.
Well,
let me ask you one question, dog. Do she have more than two nicknames?
Okay, all right, coming. Thank you, CLA. We got to go. CLO.
This is Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. How would you know if your wife is a former stripper? I have a couple of ways that you
can. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
We need to
If every time she enters a room, she grabs the edge of the doorway and swings into the room. That's a damn dead giveaway.
I love it. Come on.
She grabbed the edge of that doorway and swang into that room. That's a damn dead giveaway.
Okay.
If y'all walking down the street.
Yeah.
And she pick up all the money she see on the sidewalk, even if it's a quarter, a nickel, a dime. If she know how to pick up money off the ground, this is a dead giveaway that your wife could have been a stripper.
Hey, that's more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.